So how are we going then? So to make sure we're quite clear, we dump the multi-probe in solution, we dip it in so the two plates are covered, we swirl it up and down a bit so that it's nicely mixed while we're carrying out the measurement. The machine then is measuring conductivity. It's spitting that out in microsiemens or millisiemens per centimetre, the distance between the plates. And then internally in the machine, it then converts from that conductivity through to salinity in parts per thousand. Okay, so that's what's actually going on inside the machine. The major ions we've already seen have got very long lifetimes in the ocean due to their high solubility and the removal mechanisms, which are not removing ions particularly rapidly from the water column. The lifetime can be calculated using this concept of a reservoir and the fluxes going into and out of the system. So in this case here, our reservoir is the ocean, our input is primarily from the rivers. So to calculate the lifetime of the sodium ion, for instance, we take the amount that's in the ocean, and to do that, we've got 1 by 10 to the 21 litres of water in the ocean, multiplied by the concentration, now in moles per litre. We then look at the inputs, so this is the volume of water coming down the rivers, multiplied by the average composition in the river. And from that, we're able to calculate that lifetime is 78 megayears. Okay, so that sort of simple calculation I definitely bet you can do. There's nothing particularly scary there. It's simply a reservoir over the fluxes. And as you can see there, there's our definition of a flux. It's the reservoir over the lifetime. So all I've done is rearrange that and put lifetime over here and put the flux down in the bottom. The way that we've ascertained that the composition of the oceans have been invariant for long periods of time is to study the deposition of evaporite minerals. So these minerals are obtained then by evaporating seawater, hence their name. Now the ionic composition of these minerals has been basically constant for the last 900 million years. So the ocean has been in steady state.